Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth perek of Maseches Shkalim. Today we are learning perek Dalet Mishnah Beis and perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah here, perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, is going to continue listing various items that were purchased using the Truma funds that were withdrawn from the special chest in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Para, when it comes to the Para Aduma, the special red cow whose ashes are used in order to make people who are tame mace, who have come into contact with a dead body, in order to make them pure. V'sa'ira mishtalech, and on Yom Kippur, there was a goat that was sent to La'azazel, that was sent to a cliff from which it was thrown. V'lashon shal zahoris, and there was a string of red wool that was burned together with the Parah Aduma. Says the Mishnah, these three things, ba'in, mitrumas halishka, they are all purchased using the Truma funds that were taken from the special account of the Machtsa Shagel. Now, although the Parah Aduma and the goat that was sent to La'azazel are not actual karbanos brought in the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah calls the Parah Aduma a karban chatas, and it calls the Sa'ir HaMishtalech that sent La'azazel has to teach us as well that it has to be fit to serve, as a karban chatas as well. Therefore, they are going to be purchased with the Truma funds. And also, when it comes to the string of red wool, which is a necessary part of the Parah Aduma's process, that's also purchased with these funds, just like the Parah Aduma itself. Now, the funds taken from the Lishkas Hagazis, from this treasury in the Beis HaMikdash, during the three various withdrawals, that's only going to be for a portion of the total shekel of funds. Well, the question is going to be, what happens with any leftover funds that are not used for the various karbanos, for the various avodos in the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Mishnah, Kevesh Par, the ramp that was built for bringing the Parah Aduma from the Har Habayis to Har HaZeisim, the Kevesh Sarir HaMishalech, the ramp that was built for taking the goat sent to the desert from the Har Habayis, the outskirts of Yerushalayim, on its way to the desert, the Lashon Shebein Karnov, as well as the string of red wool that was tied between its horns before the goat is pushed off the cliff, the Amas Hamayim, and the funds that were necessary in order to maintain the water canal that ran through the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, the Chomas Ha'ir Umigdiloseha, and for the maintenance of the city walls of Yerushalayim and its various towers, the Choltzar Ha'ir, and any other necessary expenditures or expenses that were required for the upkeep of Yerushalayim, Ba'in Mishiare Halishka, says the Mishnah, these were all taken from the remainder of that which was left over in the Lishka, in the chest of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, neither the ram for the Parah Aduma, nor the ram for the Sa'ir HaMishtalech, nor the strip of the red wool that was tied to the Sa'ir HaMishtalech's horns were really essential parts of the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, they cannot be paid for with the regular Truma funds. Furthermore, the city's walls, the tower, other public needs were also not part of the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they can also not be paid for with Truma funds. They were therefore bought only with the leftover funds, as we just learned. However, we're going to have another opinion here. Abashal, Omer Abashal says, Kevesh para kohanim gedolim, Osunoso Mishal Asman. The ramp for the Parah Aduma was built by the Kohanim Gedolim using their own personal funds, the Yerushalmi tells us. Each Kohen Gadol who had the opportunity to prepare a Parah Aduma during his term used his own personal funds to construct a new ramp for this particular purpose. Now, although the ramp that had been built for the previous Parah Aduma was still standing, it was destroyed, and the Kohen Gadol paid for a new one to be built for the new Parah that he was going to be bringing. This was done to show the great level of care exercised by the Kohen Gadol in the preparation of the Parah Aduma. Continuing now with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Now, after the funds were taken from the extra money that was left in the Lishka, there may still be leftover funds in the Lishka, even beyond that was already used. The question is now going to be, what were these funds used for as well? It says the Mishnah, Mosar Shiari HaLishka Mehayu Osin Bahen. What did they do with the money of the extra money that was left in the Lishga. Lokin behen yenos shemanim usilasos. With these funds, they would buy wines, oils, and fine flour, which were all then sold to people who needed these supplies for the various nesachim, for the various aspects of some of the karbanos that would be brought with the karban mincha. The hasachar lehakdesh, and the profits, the money that was made of these sales, belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. However, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Ein mishtakar mishal hakdash. We don't do business with the funds that belong to the Beis HaMikdash. This is a lack of kavod for the Beis HaMikdash. Velo mishal aniyim. We also don't do business with tzedakah, with charity funds as well that have been collected for the poor people, because these funds must be kept available to help them when they are in need. And as the Bartanura points out, we paskin like this opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva fundamentally disagrees with Rabbi Yishmael, but he does not say exactly what should be done with these extra funds. Some suggest that he means that the extra funds should be held in reserve to be used in the future for both the communal needs listed in Mishnah Beis for those years that there aren't enough money for the various karbanos, for the public karbanos that need to be brought. Quick review, Perek Dalid Mishnah Beis taught us that when it comes to what else is used as part of the Machtza Shekel donations, what else is the money used for? So this Paraduma, the Sarah Mishtalech, and the strip of red wool that was burned together with the Paraduma as well. And then the Mishnah taught us that when it comes to the extra money that was used, so that was used to build the ramp that was built for bringing the Paraduma, the ramp that was built for the Sarah Mishtalech as well as for the string of red wool that was tied between the horns of the Sarah Mishtalech before it was pushed off the cliff. It was also used for the water canal that ran through the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, for the maintenance of the walls of the city of Yerushalayim, and for any other needs of the upkeep of Yerushalayim. They would all come from the leftover funds, not from the original amount, but from any money left over from the temple, from the Beis HaMikdash's chamber. Abishal disagreed and said no, that the ramp for the Paraduma was built by the Kohanim Gedolim using their own personal funds. They really wanted to show their interest and their care for the mitzvah, and therefore they didn't use the money from the Lishka, rather they used the money from their own personal funds. And then the Mishnah and Perek, Dalet Mishnah Gimel, taught us what happened with the extra money, not only the extra money, but even the money that was still left over. So we said that the leftover money, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, was going to be used to buy wines, oils, fine flour, and so on that were used as part of Nesachim. They'd be sold to people. And then, says Rabbi Yishmael, they would be the profit to be used for the Beis HaMikdash. But Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion that no, that you can't do any business with the funds that belong to the Beis HaMikdash or with funds that belong to poor people. And therefore, according to him, and again, based on one understanding of the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, you should simply keep it and use it for the future years, any other future Tzarchei Tzibur that are required as part of the Karbanos Avodah process, you could use it for that. Have a great day.